it is your story time.
Morning, boys and girls. You might want to turn just a little bit because I have a few pictures to show in just a moment. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about thinking and truth. Now, just recently, I spent some time up with our daughter, and one day while I was there, she got a puzzle out for us to put together, and she dumped the pieces out so we could sort through them, and then she laid the box aside. Now, her cat is quite a large cat, and like a lot of cats, likes to fit in boxes. Her cat's name is Russo, and Rue thinks that she can fit in any box, any size. And if you look at this picture up here, you will see that Rue is trying to fit in that puzzle box. Now, in her mind, she's fitting in there. Is that true? No, she's not. Let's look at the next picture. Now, this one's a little more convincing. She's kind of on the top, but if you look at it, she's kind of pouring over the sides, and she actually broke that box, and we had to tape it back together. In her mind, she's in that box, but is it true? No. Let's look at the next one. Now, this is our Tommy Cat, and you've seen pictures of her before, and the one thing our Tommy Cat loves to do is also go in boxes or bags or cupboards or anything that's open. She's in there. But the thing she really likes to do in the morning, especially when she's very playful, she likes to play a game called chase and hide. She will run at us and she'll grab our feet, and then she wants us to chase her back, and she goes and hides and we have to go find her. Here she's hiding. She's hiding on top of a cat tunnel, and she thinks she's hidden. In her mind, she thinks I can't see her. Can you see her? Yeah, it's not true, is it? Let's look at the next one. That's a longer tunnel. She's sure she's hidden in this one, but look at her tail sticking out at the end, and you can see her sticking out the hole. But in her mind, she's hidden. Is it true? No. Let's look at the last one. Now, I don't know if you can see her very well. It's kind of dark up on the screen. You could see it better when it's on the computer, but the one thing that she likes to do when she hides is she likes to hide underneath that paper. Sometimes when we get packages in the mail, we get the packing paper, and it's big, long, wide paper, and so we smooth it out and we pile it up on the floor, and she thinks it's the greatest toy ever. And she will run and dive underneath that, and she's hiding right there. Now, I don't know if you can see, if you look down in the lighter part at the bottom of the picture, can you see her little paws? Her little head is sticking out there too. And she's frozen because she thinks, I can't see her. Is she right? No. Now, I have an illustration for you. Okay, can you guys see these beautiful flowers? Let me see if I can pick them up without spilling them. Oh, well, we'll get to that. You see this beautiful rose? Yeah, nice color? Okay, well, all of those other flowers, I had that one. Let me set it down so I don't drop it. You can all see them, right? Okay, I had that beautiful rose, and then I had a whole bunch of really white carnations. And I like color, so I thought, you know what? I'm gonna take those white carnations and I'm gonna color them red, and I'm gonna turn those white carnations into red roses. Now look at my beautiful red roses. Do you guys like my red roses? Yeah, are they beautiful red roses?
They're not red.
Not red, Are you sure? Look at that. Look how red that is. It sucked all that up. Look at that. Aren't those red? Those are red. Melania, are you sure? They're not red roses. Do you guys think she's right? Well, my head tells me they're red roses. Oh, you mean what I'm telling you isn't true? What's that?
No, it's not.
I am proud of you. You are right. I was tricking you, wasn't I? Why do I tell you all this? Because, boys and girls, you are all growing up in the world that we live in which if you watch much TV, or you get on the internet much, or your phones, or play video games, you will very quickly see that Satan is using the people of the world to trick us and tell us things that are not true. So how do we know what's true? Well, I will tell you, there are a group of people that lived a long time ago, and they were called Bereans. And they came from the town of Berea. And Paul and Silas came to their town, and he preached to them. Now, they listened happily to what Paul and Silas had to say, but they didn't believe it so much. They went home, and they got their Bibles out, and they studied. And they studied every day, the Bible says. And only after they checked to see if what Paul and Silas said matched with what the Bible said, did they believe what Paul and Silas said. Now, I know a lot of you can't read. Some of you can, some of you can't. So what do you guys do? It's hard for you to read the Bible yourself. So what you do is you talk to your family and have your family help you read the Bible. And that way you guys will be Bereans too. And when you see that what somebody says matches what the Bible says, believe it. But if it doesn't go with the Bible and what it says, should you believe it? No, no. God's word is true, and that's what we go by. So I want you guys to remember that. And I will give you guys a flower, but I'm going to wait till after church because of the dye in the bottom. I'll go clean that out so that you don't get dye on your hands or on the carpet of the pews, okay? Okay, can we pray? And then you can pick up the offering. Father in heaven, thank you so very much that you give us your word to go by, that we can trust what you say. You've always been faithful. Your word has always been true. And I pray that you will just bless these boys and girls with a desire to read your word and that you will give them your spirit so they can understand what your word says so that they can stay on the right path to you and bless their families also, Father, as they help them to stay close to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.